One of the most important elements of success that you will, if you could have the time and energy, if you studied successful people around the world, you would come to the conclusion that they treated themselves as successful people before they became a success. This is a really important concept, the mood of success, because it is something that if you go home and your family treat you as unsuccessful or are worried about you being successful, the likelihood of you being successful is low. It's an adventurous mood, and it doesn't necessarily come from all parenting. Some parents treat their children as potential failures, and so they're always worried about them being successful. And when you worry about someone being successful, you're treating them like a failure, that you would like them to overcome that failure. We have to be really careful that the predominant attitude we have to each other and to ourselves isn't one of worry or anxiety or the appetite to overcome something that's a debilitation or it's a disadvantage or it's a threat or a weakness, that we are not continually reacting to the perception that we will fail if we don't. We will fail if we don't improve this. We will fail if we don't do that. We will not be successful if we don't do this. This concept of overcoming in order to become is a really big habit of failure. One of the quotes we know really well in our lives is success breeds success. And the reason for it is that once we start to feel successful, we start treating ourselves as successful. And when we treat ourselves successfully, as successful, we get into what's called now, for the sake of this examination of success this month, it's what's called the mood of success. There are people who are forlorn, they're disappointed in themselves. So they're measuring where they're at in comparison to where they want to be at. And that is definitely not the mood of success. The mood of success is, how successful am I for being where I am? And how ambitious am I for having where I want to be? The mood of success validates us. The mood of success affirms us. And so a person who is really committed to being a success in their life will even write affirmations on a daily basis. I am an incredibly successful person. It's not if I do this, I will be. No. It is I am an incredibly successful person. I would say it's one of the great gifts of the journey of age and time that I've experienced, and that is that I've had enough examples and situations that I would definitely define as incredibly successful for me to have no doubt that I am a success, that I don't treat myself as a wannabe successful person. I already am a successful person. I have ambitions for the future, but those ambitions are not the thing that will make me successful. I'm already successful. Success is already in my mood. I treat my partners and I treat my friends and family, clients, as successful people, not wannabe successful people. I'll just go over this a little bit before I close out. The wannabe successful is based on, usually on, an anxiety or a worry or a presupposition that if I don't do X, Y, and Z, I will not succeed. That is not how it looks to treat yourself as a success. That is not the mood of success we're talking about. The mood of success is, I am a success. I am already a success. I am successful in arriving at this moment. I have proven successes. One of the tricks that they use in NLP is they ask you to list down a sequence of all of the times in your life you thought you had been successful, and to reconcile with that, that actually there is a quite a long list of successful moments in your life, and to remember how it felt, which is basically saying to start feeling like you are already successful before you embark on the journey to the next, the future, the next idea, the next concept. The person who feels successful always feels grounded. The person who is successful always feels solid in what they're doing. And the person who's successful always feels, in a sense, a trust that if they do apply themselves, the existing success will multiply itself into future success. So there is no greater success. It's like being ourselves. There is no greater version of you than the one that you know now. There is none. That cannot be. You can just make choices that help what you want to have happen, happen. And that's a really important thing. The habit of criticism, the habit of criticizing others and being negative towards self or other, that habit causes people to fail more than anything else in the world. Success is the opposite. The mood of success is vital for success. And I would encourage you to treat people as you wish them to become, especially yourself. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.